Evan Roberts was a revival leader in the beginning of the 20th century in the Welsh lands, so filled with the Holy Spirit. Evan Roberts brought revival, over 100,000 converts. People thought that it was as if the kingdom of God was being ushered in that region. Yet, that revival was short-lived, and Evan Roberts faltered. Depression set in. False doctrine and teaching permeated his ministry. In fact, what was said of him is that his lack of ministry training ultimately hurt him. Tony Chauchi writes, "The tragic thing about Evan Roberts is that his fear of getting traditional ministry training at seminaries actually ended in hurting him as a revival leader. He did not find a way to get orthodox biblical ministry training, even in alternative ways. The lack of grounded orthodox views sidelined him as a ministry leader." So, you're called to give leadership. The Holy Spirit has given you urgency. Whether it's in traditional ministry or whether it's in the enterprise, bringing renewal to a community, whether it's having an entire change of life through the restorative justice program, or whether it's thinking differently, all of these things, God is the reason you are here. And one thing we want for you is that you are well grounded in the Word of God. We desire that you will do well and be well grounded in your doctrine and life. This is our belief. We want Christian leaders who are not only filled with the Holy Spirit, but understand what they believe and why. They need enough ministry training that they can stand many tests of their doctrine and life. So let's talk about the key areas of training. Ministry training, statement of faith directed ministry training that you will get here at Christian Leaders Institute. What are the foundations? What do we hold that this basic doctrine undergirds the entire curriculum? So let's go over these points. Now, these points have been described already in our statement of faith, but quickly, let's go through those points. First, what do we believe about the Bible? The Bible is God's inerrant, infallible, reliable word, the only final authority for faith and life. Now, what we're talking about here is a relationship with God. We're talking about how your relationship with God orders your entire world, how you live differently, how you act differently, how you think about God, how you think about creation, fall, redemption, how we think about everything. Who is God? Who is man? What is anthropology? When we talk about philosophy, what is epistemology and philosophy? How we think? All of these things, the insights for how we come to our decisions are from the Bible. Number two, who is God? We believe that God is Trinity, an eternal, loving unity that is one being of three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe that God created the world ex nihilo, from nothing, and made all things very good. Now, there's a lot of debate about, is the earth old? Is the earth new? Creationism. There's lots of debate about all that. Well, one thing we believe is we know by faith knowledge, that God created it. So God created the world. God created humanity. God created humanity to glorify and enjoy God and be stewards of creation. We believe there was a real fall that humanity and creation have fallen into sin, sin rebellion. We missed the mark. We went away from God, and we are totally unable to save ourselves. In the fullness of time, we believe that God sent His Son, Jesus. So who is Jesus? Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man. We believe that Jesus' life and victory was that redemption we sorely needed as humans. Jesus was born of a virgin, obeyed God perfectly, worked great miracles, died on a cross, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, and reigns over all things. Because of Jesus, we have good news. And we believe that this very good news, this salvation, is a work of God. This salvation not only brings us new life, it brings us hope, it brings us everything that we can look at life so differently. And this salvation, God's salvation, is merited only by Jesus' perfect obedience and substitutionary atonement. We believe that this salvation is not our work. Salvation is entirely God's gift, not our achievement, and it is received by faith, not by works. In other words, when we come to God, we come in faith. We trust our Savior. We do not trust ourselves. We believe that the Holy Spirit was poured out on Pentecost, and the Spirit, Holy Spirit's role is alive, real, and vital in our lives. The Holy Spirit gives new birth, unites us to Christ, equips us with His gifts, empowers us to be His ambassadors. We believe that the church, the universal church, that is the spiritual church of all ages, you know, they call it the universal church. People say the Holy Catholic Church, and what we understand that to be is that God has His church, the people that love Him, the people filled with the Holy Spirit, in all denominations that proclaim Christ, that believe the Bible, that believe the historic doctrines. We believe that the church is all over the world. We believe that God knows His people. The church is the one body of God's people throughout all generations and from all nations. We believe there are angels, angels of God. God's holy angels defend and help God's people. We believe there are fallen angels. Satan and his fallen angels are dangerous, but doomed. Christ is victor. We believe that Christ will return and the dead will be raised. Christ will return visibly. The dead will be raised. Christ will rule the world and make all things new. There will be a new heavens and a new earth. God's people will rejoice forever in the new heavens, new heaven and the new earth. God's enemies will suffer forever in hell. We believe that God relates to families, not just individuals. Throughout the Old and New Testament, we see the word covenant. God's covenant addresses not only individuals, but also their families. So we see that families are to open the Word of God, proclaim the Word of God even as families. We also believe that we are able to walk with God in our daily lives as individuals, as couples, as families. We need daily conversations with God through the Bible, through Bible reading and prayer. We believe that after this great salvation, we live a life of gratitude. We love because He loved us. We can do nothing else than to live a life of love. And even in the Old Testament, that's depicted in the Ten Commandments. If you look at the Ten Commandments, the first articles are about loving God, and the second articles are about loving our neighbor. We also believe we are called to share the good news. We're called to spread the gospel to people who do not yet follow Christ. We believe that everything we do has purpose as we share Christ. We promote a Christian worldview. We are called to a worldview and way of life which seeks to honor Christ in every area of thought and action. One of the most important things to do is to think differently, that Christ is the center of it all. Our philosophy program, as we learn how to think, we want to even philosophically see Christ as Lord of every area of life. Abram Kuyper said, of every inch of life, Christ is Lord. So, we desire that biblical doctrine. We are training CLI students to lead churches into vital and orthodox biblical and historical doctrine. If doctrine is not remaining biblical, the church will drift. Graduates of CLI are taught the essential teachings will enable them to live and proclaim sound biblical doctrine. We believe that not only for students who lead churches, but students who lead in ministry, students who lead in their communities, that we understand what biblical doctrine is. John Knox was another Brit, and unlike Evan Roberts, John Knox believed in the importance of sound doctrine that must guide every ministry leader. Knox saw that many attacks would come to test leaders. Historically, those who followed the true passion of John Knox believed in a solid biblical ministry training and intense spiritual fervor. And John Knox lives in the longevity of a tradition, a Presbyterian tradition, that for generations have been proclaiming the gospel of Christ. So, a lot of people don't want to talk about doctrine today, and this might be one of those type of presentations that you just feel like, oh, do I got to get through? But these doctrines matter. And they matter not only at Christian Leaders Institute, but they must matter to you because you want to get grounded. Now, what we're not saying is that there's not room for disagreement, because there is. Let's take the one question about creation. Many Christians believe, and maybe you do, that the earth is very young. Many Christians believe that the earth is very old. Yet doctrinally, the key point is we believe that God created, and that we believe the Bible is reliant and true and infallible in telling us the story, the narrative that directs our lives. And there is some room for Christians to see things a little different. But the essential doctrines of the church, of the Bible, are doctrines that keep us safe from error. You know, when we're actually leading people, when we're Christian leaders, we want to make sure that we know our doctrine well, that we know ministry training well. Why are you here? To be prepared to make a difference in this world. So, though this is sort of difficult to get our minds around when you just talk about one teaching after the other, history for the last 2,000 years has shown us, and revivals that have come and gone have testified to us, that getting our doctrine is right is very important. So as you study at Christian Leaders Institute, you're going to take more doctrine classes. There's a Christian Basics class that comes right after this class. It's an important class to look at the basic biblical teachings, to know them well, and to be grounded as a Christian leader, to glorify God in your calling to ministry.